This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Now, the love of God is eternal. The love of God is unmerited. The love of God is unspeakable. His love is unending. His love is unselfish. His love does not depend on conditions. So it's unconditional. It's unconditional. It is unearned. You don't work for it. It's also undeserved. That's the love of God. Where we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 17, it says that this love, it's a love that surpasses human understanding. It surpasses knowledge. It's beyond knowledge. Why is it beyond knowledge? Because the human faculties cannot embrace this kind of love. The moral culture of man cannot embrace this kind of love. It says that while we are yet sinners, when we were enemies of God, that was when He loved us. That was when Christ died for us. And the Bible says, for a righteous man, nobody's going to die for a righteous man. But it says, perhaps a good man. Some might even dare to die for a good man. Why? Because of the many benefits they get from a good man. Someone has been good to you, benefited financially, you benefited in many ways. You can decide to take a bullet for him. But see what the Bible says. Jesus, my God, while we are yet enemies, while we are yet against him, that kind of love cannot be comprehended by human faculties. Someone who's supposed to be my adversary, working against me, wants to kill me, wants to intimidate me, disgrace me, wants to decimate me and destroy me. How can I die for such a person out of love? It's beyond human comprehension. It's the love that is beyond human understanding. God's love is all-inclusive. That is why it says he causes his rain, both rain and sunshine, to come on the righteous and the unrighteous. God is not going to love you more because you are performing. No. We saw this clearly with Jesus Christ. Before he started to engage the ministry, before he started to perform, even before he went and died on the cross of Calvary, before he started to cast out demons, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, spreading the word, healing the sick, doing what the Father had told him to do, before he started that, God told him that I love you. Because remember, it was at the baptism, when he was being baptized, before power came. And his fame went abroad. That was when God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. So God gave him 100%, even before performance. That is the God that we serve. It's a God that loves you regardless. And that is why it's good to respond to his love. How do you respond to his love? You respond to his love, number one, by loving him. It says we love him because he first loved us. Did you see that drama? So love is reciprocal. Say, I love you. God expects you to love him. As that man was filling his paper, my wife just filled this one and passed it to me. Said, do you love me? But this one is even more than the one we saw there. Because there is no, there is yes, and there is forever. So I ticked forever. Praise the name of the Lord. So when we love him, he expects us to love him back. It's so good when you love somebody, somebody loves you back. It's very scriptural. Isn't that what the word of God says? He said we love him because he first loved us. So we are supposed to respond to his love. And how do you respond to his love? He says, if you love me, you obey my commandments. You live a life, not for yourself, for you, but a life submitted to him. You show from your action that you truly love him. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that you will fall in love again with God. In the new way, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. Oh, say a very big amen to that. Say a very big amen to that. So how do we love him? I want you to know that biblical love is a radical love that is Christ-centered. It is Christ-centered. Christocentric. The command to love God, neighbor, and self in the book of Mark chapter 12 from verse 20 to 34 is just a Jewish ethics. Remember when the Jewish man came, the scribe, he asked Jesus which was the greatest commandment. Jesus gave him the Jewish answer. It says, love of God, love your neighbor and self. Why? Because love of God, neighbor, and self had been formulated even before Jesus' day. And we saw this in the teachings of the patriarchs. But then, see what Jesus did. Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment. I love that drama. Please put your hands again together for the Throne Room Theater Company. Love that drama. And so what Jesus says, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. John 13, 34. So, it is not love your neighbor as yourself anymore. Jesus Christ has gone beyond that. Not loving yourself as your neighbor. Because some people don't love themselves. So is that how you treat me? You can't. Some people don't love themselves. They don't treat themselves right. So if you have to love you as I love myself, there could be some problems there. Isn't it so? Isn't it so? Isn't it so? So the measure or the ground of one's love is not that of self, but of Christ himself. To love others as you love yourself is to be miserly. Yes, is to be frugal. Yes, is to be calculative. You have to calculate it. You know, you have to be prudent. You have to be prudential. You know, you have to be prudent. If I have to love this man the way he loves me, But you see, but if you love the way Christ loves you, it's different, because the love of Christ is selfless and sacrificial. Even the Bible makes us to understand in the book of Proverbs 24:29, said, do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. Have you seen that there? Don't say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. That is still very primitive as the new commandment of Jesus. So we should love as Jesus. Say, you, love yourself, love another, as I have loved you. How have I loved you? Selfless. I've been sacrificial. Not based on how you have loved me. So God expects us to live lives to demonstrate this kind of love. The love that is all inclusive. People don't have to look like us before we can love them. Isn't it so? When you see some people, you know what I mean? You love them. They don't have to look like you. They don't have to look like you before you can include them. Because the love of God is all surpassing. Hallelujah. 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 Please say, I will do. Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. Proverbs 24:29. Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. But I will love as Christ loved me, or as Christ loves me. Sacrificial, selfless. Praise the name of the Lord. So none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. You want to show that you love God? You must express this love to your neighbors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is calling us to be men, women, who also care about the interest of others. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. How do you treat others in your life? How do you treat your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? People you meet, how do you treat people? How do you treat others? Others are so important in your life. So you treat them with love. Your birth came through others. Isn't it so? Your name was given to you by others. You were educated by others. Others preached Christ to you. Others ministered the Holy Spirit to you. Others ministered life to you. God used others to show you favor. You learned obedience and the fruit of the Spirit by the bad or evil actions of others. Isn't it so? Isn't it so? You learned tolerance, patience. God used others to show you kindness. You were employed by others. You were voted into that political office, if you're a politician, by others. You were selected, elected to that office by others. Some of us receive recommendation and trained into that office or that engagement or that sphere by others. You sucked the breast of your mom, others. Others wore pampers for you, your house girls, aunties, and uncles, and your parents. You are married to others. When you were sick, others treated you. When you were in a precarious situation, others stood in the gap and prayed for you. The income that you make directly or indirectly came through others. the respect that you are giving. And some of us are celebrities. Hey, people are celebrating you. Hey, we love you, right on. The honor you get from others, the dignity conferred on you was conferred on you by others. The sense of respect that you have came by the power of other people. Without others, you will have no honor accorded to you. Without others, you will have no pulpit to preach. I'm here because of others. Others are important. Now listen very carefully. When you will retire into the community of others. Your first bath was given by others. Your last bath when you die will be done by others. Your funeral service will be organized by others. Your properties and your belongings will later be shared and inherited by others. So I wonder why some of us allow our ego, time, career, money, belief, family, pride, social status, sense of achievement, exposure, our academic qualification, our degrees, where we allow our business, our power, prestige, position to undermine the importance of others. How come we can't forgive others? How come we treat our son-in-law, daughter-in-law, parents-in-law anyhow, without love? How do you treat your subordinates? Something happened to me. I was in the car. I was in my Jeep. I like the testimony of the Jeep you gave in the morning. So I was in my Jeep. And I was driving. It was during time of this, you know, groundnut. And I said, I'd like to buy groundnut today. So that this woman, you know, she was with the groundnut. And then she came and said, how much is this? And then probably because she saw that I was in the car, you know, said, this is so much. I think everything was about 1,000 naira. And I found myself trying to negotiate. And the Holy Spirit said to me, that this is not how to show love. So I said to her, I'm not going to price. Just give me the price. Because she needed help. I took more money and gave to her. Many of us, God has empowered us so much, yet we can't show love to people who are less privileged. God is calling us to be our brother's keepers and to show love. How do you treat your drivers? How do you treat your messengers? It's good to fast and to do warfare prayer. But do you know the fast that God deserves? Or the kind of fast that God is looking for? You can put it on the scripture, on the screen. It says, is this not this fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to set the captives free. Is it not for you to deal your bread to the hungry? You can put it on the screen. And when thou seest the naked, that thou clothe him and bring him into your own house, and not hide your face from your own very flesh. It says, so shall your light break forth as morning. Your righteousness shall go before thee. Your health shall spring forth speedily. You see what God is talking about there? The kind of fast that God desires is to make easy to make things easy for other people. Because they were making things so difficult. Said, this is the kind of father that I desire. Much more than you abstaining from food. He said, we have cried. You did not hear us. We have called. You didn't answer us. And God said, is it the kind of father that I desire? The kind of father that I desire is for you to show love to others. May we be people who carry and dispense the love of God so that our society can change and God be glorified. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.